Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I'm gonna serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
Everything I that I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill His purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only You know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need Your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let You know I worship You. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to You first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelation, I am the soul of a nation.
Just wanted to get it started with a little fire, but let's go there. What's the word on women's now? Mr. Terry.
If it feels good to you, go ahead and rock like this. Hey! Check it out.
Every man falls down. Everyone needs grace. Your love is enough now. By Your name we say, hey, look behind our round. Saw just what we need. We are alive now. Now, by Your name we're free. You got up so I could get up again. Now I'm up again with You. You got up. I could get up again. Woo! You got up, so I could get up again. I'm up with You.
I'm up with You.
I'm up with you.
Are you?
Are you?
Are you?
could.
You got up so I can get up again.
And everything I read now real to the.
You got up so I can get up again. You got up so I can get up again.
A righteous man falls seven times but
you got up,
hey.
So I can get up again.
A righteous man falls seven times, but
you're
I need to hear you, Charlie. Say you got up, you got up, you got up. Hey, 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 hey. I'm getting up tonight, say you. Hey. A righteous man falls seven times, but you.
And hallelujah and glory be to God for you, Ty. I just want to serve you. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry. What's the word on fourth Thursday of Women Speak Down? Today is March 25th, 2021. My God, I tell you, family, this Thursday is just as dear to my heart as Thanksgiving. Jesus. I love Thanksgiving before Christmas because we have to thank God for everything that he has done for us. He, with everything we have, everything we do, he makes it possible. So I love Thanksgiving. But this day, family, March 25th, this marks the celebration of life for our mother, Dorothy. The family, let us begin in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, because this is the day that you have made. I said, Father, in your son Jesus' name, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be so glad in it. Father, I'm not going to let nothing steal my joy. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for our covenant partners. I thank you, Lord, for your people you have put in my path to open my eyes, Father, to get me to wake up and be out of darkness. Jesus, I just thank you, Father. Father, in your word you said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Family, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that we realize that Jesus is with us at all times, in the good times and the bad times. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you use me as your vessel tonight as I deliver this word. Empty myself, Father. You said, Father, that I must decrease that you may increase. And that's what I ask you, Father, in your son Jesus' name. Father, I relinquish my prayers to you. Amen. Family, good evening, my beautiful family. My God, my God. Jesus. He's a good, good Father, isn't he? My topic tonight, family, my subject matter, what the Lord, always go to the Lord in prayer. And it took a while before he gave me this. It was almost like this week. He gave me knowing who you are in Christ and whose you are in Christ. Amen. But I tell you, family, this morning, from the beginning, from the start of my day as I woke up, I was getting texts from people. And if people know me, they may have seen my post on Facebook. They may have read them. But some people, I don't know. People ignore things. People want things done. People want to do it their way. And you know what I was saying? Lord, help me on this today. Because I had to go to the Lord in prayer to help me to continue to operate in the spirit of love, unconditional love. Oh, Jesus. And the Lord took me to Matthew 7:12 and Luke 31. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. You know, family, sometimes, you know, each and every fourth Thursday, a woman speak down. And when the Lord gives me a word, well, what's the word? I have to shut down. I have to shut down so he can increase in me. When I deliver a word, I don't want nothing in me. I want it to be all of Jesus. Sometimes, family, I'll be in tears. But today has just been like, I've been getting so many texts of people for different things. And if you're family with me, and if you're covenant with me, sometimes you can see by my post on Facebook what's going on in my life. But I always say, do unto others as you want to be done unto. But you know what, family? I always say, greater is he that's within me than evil in the world. And before this broadcast tonight, as I'm speaking now, I had to pray, how great is our God. He's an awesome God. I just praise him. I praise him over my circumstances, and I praise him over the world's circumstances. I don't care what's going on. Because we can't lose our focus. We have to keep our focus on Jesus. Always thank him. When he wakes me up, he opens my eyes again for one more time to do his will in this fleshly body. I say, thank you, Lord. I always say, he's a good, good father. I don't care what the world got going on. We have to just recognize the blood he shed for us, for our sins. Again, family, I'm going to go back to knowing who you are, we are in Christ, and whose we are. Amen. I tell you, we've all heard this and probably used this phrase. I tell you, we should get truly know who we are and whose we are. As we grow spiritually, spending more time in this word, Jesus. I always say in my Evangelist Virginia's voice, God loves you. If you heard her say that, God loves us. Jesus. I tell you, family, beautiful family, this day, March 25th, this is the day our mother, my maternal mother, Dorothy, our mother, dear to my heart because she went home to be with our father. I always say, our Father in prayer for a word to share. I went to him, Lord, what should I share? And he said, you can share that I am now going to share with you all. March 25th, 2021, our dear mother Dorothy went home to be with our father. And I tell you, family, it took an emotional toll on me that worked me. It was a negative effect on my body physically. Then, Jesus. But this is not the message, family. This is not the message that I'm delivering tonight. Lord, use me, I tell you. Our mother was told then that she would have to have a medical treatment, which she had already assisted her husband, our dad, Papu, our stepdad, for about 10 years before he passed away. she had assisted him and taken care of him. This was on a Wednesday when her and I went to the doctor's office. And hearing from her doctor that she looked at sis and I, and she told us, and as she told us, she was smiling. She was smiling. She wasn't in any, no pain. She wasn't in no distress. But she said clearly, before I had, they wanted her to have dialysis, I'll go on home and be with my father. Jesus. Family, when I look at her pictures, I look at her pictures, she's smiling every day. And I know now why she's saying to all her children, family and her friends, that we all have to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And whose we are. We belong to God. I don't care who he allowed us or our parents to be, but we belong to him. Amen, family. We are his. I remember also, family, also well, our mama. She was reminding us, growing up in Compton. I always have to say, you know, it's a different thing when you're growing up in Compton. But she always reminded us, I'll give you back to the good Lord, Jesus. And I always say, now, Lord, I know what she meant. My God, family, that's why it's so vital for each of us to have our own personal. We say personal is one-on-one. Relationship with Christ. I remember our mother's mother, Big Mama, always saying, peace be still in the name of Jesus. She said that no matter what was going on. And you know what I found myself during earthquakes or anything going on? Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Because we know who's in control and who holds our soul. Jesus. He's a good, good father. Sometimes we just got to raise our hands no matter what's going on throughout the day, what's going on in the world and in our lives, and thank him. And family, our big mama, we call her big mama. We all got a big mama, right? When our big mama was on vacation, this was back in the 70s. She was on vacation with Mama, Papu, and the family. We would travel to Louisiana. We would pack up the motor home and everything, and we would be gone by 3 to 4 weeks driving countryside. But Big Mama had them envelopes. You know how you fill the envelopes out? She would be filling out her tithes and offerings, her offerings to send back to the church. She says, I'm gone. I got to make sure mine gets back there. But family, what I'm sharing is, family, is knowing who we are in Christ. And we are his, amen? We are all God's children. And for his service, as the song said at the beginning, you come. I just want to serve you. Whatever capacity you can serve the Lord in his kingdom, serve him. Amen. Because it's all for his glory. And all of us have unique gifts. Unique gifts that we are to be operating in love. Jesus. When God is in us, love is within us. Amen. And we all know it's a constant battle in this flesh. It ain't easy. It's a daily battle. But family, go with me to 1 John 3:2. In the word of God, he tells us, beloved, now we are children of God. And it has not yet been revealed. We shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. Jesus. Amen. We are children of God. Don't it feel good? It just feels good to say it. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, we all must know who we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, so that we may live and operate as God intends for us to fulfill our destiny, not in the world, but in Him, as Jesus did. Thank you, Jesus. We are to be imitators of Christ. Family, we are so much better when we see ourselves. Others see us as the Heavenly Father God sees us. Oh, Jesus. He's a good, good Father. We can't spend time, don't spend time and energy concerning what others think of us. What and how does our God see us? That's what matters. He searches our hearts. Deeply. Some people search us on the surface. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But He searches our heart. I tell you something. Today is a beautiful day. I always say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be so glad in it. But only through the strength of Jesus Christ that works within me. Amen, family. He searches our heart. Deeply. And when the Holy Spirit, we have to say, when the Holy Spirit convicts us of our own wrong behavior, Father God, I tell you, He can come in. He can come in. He can reprimand us. He can discipline us, His children. You know, growing up, our parents disciplined us. He is our Father. So He disciplines as He sees fit. Have we ever felt like I'm doing this and I'm doing that? I'm moving around. I'm going here. I'm going here and there. And I'm not getting nowhere. I'm not getting better. Have you ever felt like that? It may be, family, that we're in a disciplined phase. Prayerfully, the discipline catches our attention. Amen. I've known when the Lord has had me in the discipline place because I was out there doing my own thing, leaning on my own understanding. God disciplines those He loves, His children. Amen, family. Our Father God, He wants us to continually operate in the spirit, as spiritual beings. Jesus, not in our flesh. That's why sometimes, family, I have to, on the fourth Thursday of every month, I have to shut down. I have to shut Terry down that I can decrease, that He may increase it. And I may just be the vessel that He uses to deliver word. Jesus, it ain't easy. He created us, family, amen. And we have to. We have to go to Him in prayer. I go to Him in prayer. And when we go to Him in prayer, family, be patient. Be patient in His word. Always be patient in His word. Don't hurry. Don't be stumbling over words to get an understanding. Don't rush. I love what Pastor E, we have the Sura. Familiarity. Understanding, revelation, application. Because if we skip a step, then it's going to be difficult. We can't go from familiarity to applying it. What did He reveal to us? Did we get an understanding? We have to go to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, I'll tell you, family, in Christ Jesus, family, He is our strong foundation. They say, what greater foundation to build on? To build our lives on Him. We are to share Him. We have to always know. Everybody needs to be a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Spending more time in our relationships with our God. like I said, my mom had hers, and our big mama, our grandmother had her theirs. But that doesn't count. We're all accountable to our God. He gives us a clear purpose of how he wants to use each and every one of us for our gifts. Gifts. This weekend, they head up with the Now Church. Store up our gifts. The Lord has gifts for all of us, for his kingdom. We have to go to him in prayer. What can I do for your kingdom, Father? He doesn't want us, to identify us by what we do. Jesus, working won't get you in. Or what we have done. He searches our heart to see if your heart is changing. I tell you, you can work a whole lot and do a whole lot of things, but if your heart not changed, if your heart's not in, he knows who we are when we are completely, that's the word, completely following Jesus. We are new creations in Christ. We no longer talk and walk, Jesus. Sometimes we just got to call on him because we all need his help. Hallelujah. I called on my countless times today. Countless times so I didn't jump in my flesh. Lord, help me. New creation. We no longer talk and walk the same. No longer operate in the ways we used to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we are in Christ Jesus. And he lives within us. Amen. Let the Lord in. When we let him in, he will live within us. In Christ, I tell you, family, we are unconditionally loved. I tell you, that song used to go, love don't love nobody. But Jesus, he loves us unconditionally. We are accepted and adopted into his tent. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. Feels so good. Amen. We are his children with an inheritance. With an inheritance. Never say that we don't have an inheritance when we're a child of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Family, this is why I always say, our mama, she knew, and that's why she said, I'll go on home to be with my father. I'll go on home to be with him. I always say, glory to glory. I tell you, we are friends of Jesus, children of God. John 15 and 14 tells us, you can go to your Bible on that. I command you, Jesus, amen, to be friends, family. There are some requirements too, family, with that. I'm going to read it again. John 15 and 14 says, you are my friend if you do whatever I command you. There's some attachments. Amen. Children of God, that's being obedient to his word. I love yesterday. Pastor Reed taught on wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. It's not easy. It's not easy being a child of God. It may not always be peaches and cream, but it's so worth it. I always say, and I have a plaque on the wall, and I read it daily, don't quit, don't look back, press forward, and press through. You have to live on that, on the word of God. Amen, family. When we think about it as children of God, we are in unity with him. In unity with one another. I need you and you need me. I don't own the rights to this stone, but we're all a part of God's body. We have to be entangled. He's not coming back for all these churches, but one church. Oh, Jesus. That's why it's so vital to go out and share him. Tell somebody about Jesus. Somebody don't know him. Amen, family. Praise be to God. We are his temples. And when you read his word, we are his masterpieces. Jesus. He's a good, good father. We are his saints. In Ephesians 1, the great apostle Paul says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Family, he calls us saints. Wherever we are, if we're now, wherever we are right now, if we're in Cali, if we're in Texas, we're in Louisiana, if we're in Wisconsin, Florida, Connecticut, and all these other ever geographical area we are, and so on. He calls us saints. Amen. When you read the word of God, put our names in his word. We have to let him transform us to who we are. Thank you, Jesus. In Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That's a good feeling. We owe him so much. Thank you, Jesus. We are forgiven for our sins. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, Jesus, he's a good, good father. I tell you, there's nothing that we can't go to our father and ask for his forgiveness. Nothing, family. The power of prayer. In Colossians 3:12, it tells us, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. My God, the elect of God. Pastor E preached on this at the Now Church Cali. The elect of God. We have to tell ourselves, when we put our name in there, I am the elect of God. Again, family, there are some requirements when we read his word. He says, put on tender mercies. Are we having mercies on one another? Jesus, help us. Are we showing kindness to one another? Jesus, help us. Do we have humility? Are we walking in the spirit of humility? Do we have meekness? Who do we think we are? We are children of God. We have long-suffering. Long-suffering is still praising Jesus. Praising him for his goodness, for his faithfulness. Just praising Jesus. That's why, family, we have to take our time. I always say, take our time with anything. It's like cooking. When you take your time, it comes out better. But take our time in his word. In his word, and we apply it personally. Ain't apply it to my mother, my grandmother, Pastor E, my sister, my brother. I have to apply it personally to me. Jesus. As children of God, family, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And of a good, sound mind. That's 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Jesus. Family, when we think about it, from March 2020 to right now, some of us harboring fear. Yeah, I don't like those masks. I have to raise my hands and admit. A little claustrophobic, can't breathe with it. But trusting God as our source of everything. Jesus. God removes fear because we know whose we are. Jesus. If the Lord calls you home today, do you know who you are? Do you know who we are in Christ Jesus? Jesus. We wasn't given the spirit of fear. Amen. But when we know who holds the keys, the keys to our souls. Who wakes us up in the morning? Who puts us to bed and lays us down to sleep at night? We have no fear. I tell you, yes, this has altered this time period we went through has altered some of our lives on how we go about our daily lives. But our focus should still remain the same, unchanged, keeping our eyes on the prize. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And getting deeper into our relationships. God has given us time for all of us to be deeper into our relationships. Getting to know him better and him knowing you better. This March has been a celebratory. I always say it's been a celebratory. And all glory be to God. I thank God for allowing me another birthday on the 9th. I thank God for the Now Network, Peach Broke the Purpose Ministry, P2P, and the Now Cali Church for the 14th and the 21st celebration. I thank God for right now on the 25th of March for allowing our mother to be our mother. In the name of Jesus, I thank him. I tell you, our mother is resting easy. She's resting easy with her father because she knows who she belongs to. And when we have God, that's the greatest gift, Jesus. I say none of us know the time that we're going to come in here. None of us know the time when we have to cash in. I always say cash in these fleshly bodies. But when we know we are his, it's no fear. It ain't over till God says it's over. Believing as a child of God, amen. Faith in God, not faith in ourselves, not faith in the world, not faith in what the politician leaders say, but faith in what God says. Thank you, Jesus. Son of Lord, with all my heart, lean not on our own understanding. I always say, family, knowing what God has for us, what God has for you is for you, and what God has for me is for me. Amen. Knowing that the only one who can close doors is God, and God is the door opener. Hallelujah. There's some doors that's not for you. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, we are extraordinary children of our living God. Tell ourselves, I am new. Yes, Jesus. And yes, Mr. James Hudson, as he said the other day on Sunday, the Now Cali Church, the anniversary, I am gifted. We all have gifts. Stir up your gifts. God has given us all a gift. Ask him what's my gift, Lord, that I may stir it up. I am being new. I tell you, we have to shake off being new. We may have to shake off some folks. and some of us may have to shake off the family. We have to shake off some places. Whom and what we know don't mean us no good. I tell you, family, that's being a child of God. Being a child of God doesn't mean that the enemy, Jesus, won't try to attack us. Yeah, he's going to come. But I tell you, the power, we have to say, the power that works within us, Jesus. I tell you, every time we ask, when we ask our Father, in the name of Jesus. I always say, Lord, dress me. Dress me in your full armor that I may be ready for the world. Jesus. I tell you, physically and virtual, we're going through something, but as children of God, we can go to God and ask it. And family, it's a constant battle. Spirit and flesh. That's why it says, I have to always shut down to spend time with him. Lord, use me as your vessel to deliver this word. I'm just a vessel, and I just want to serve you. Amen, family. And yes, family, our minds can be. Our minds can be our worst enemy. Let the Lord have his way. Some of us struggle with surrendering. That word surrender. Surrendering to the Lord. But for us to live effectively as believers, we have to believe and know who we are in Christ. Not in ourselves, but in Christ Jesus. Open his word. We open his word and we recite his word to ourselves and stay in tune with God. Can't get ahead of God. Stay in tune with him. I always say, as little children, they don't know who they really are. That can affect them in many ways. Jesus, I tell you. But we have to pour into them that they are children of God. When we pour into little children as early as possible that they are children of God. And we pour into them that we have relationships. But the most important relationship we can have is with our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you what the word of God says about us. Can't nobody change from what being a child of God. Don't let ourselves get in the way. Oh, it always say, don't quit, don't turn back. Don't let ourselves get in the way of being a child of God. Nobody can take that from us. What God is doing for in his children, family, some of us will still not accepting it. Some of us are here still healing wounds from years ago. Always say sometimes we got to let it go, let God. Some people are holding on to forgiveness for relationships. Let it go and let God. We are children of the Most High God. When you get in his word, he calls us his children. When you think about it, the parents that the Lord has given us to take care of, he gave them to us. And you think about how your parents love. You don't think our Heavenly Father God loves us. We are his children. Let it go. He is, I always love what Evangelist Virginia says. He is a good, good father. He is. Praise be to God. And he loves us. And he loves us forever. He loves us when we were in our own mess, our own sin. Oh, Jesus. Always thank God for his goodness. I read something today. He shall never leave you, never forsake you. And God, I say, oh, I just raise my hand and say, thank you, Jesus. God calls us, he calls us his children. The more time, family, the more time he's in his word, he speaks to us. When you open his word, he's speaking to us directly. Jesus. That's why they say, study yourself to be approved, not by us, but by God. To know him, to know what he has for you is for you. Jesus. But I always thank God for my generations that was before me, from my grandmother and my mother, for loving God and just telling me about the foundation and telling me about Jesus and Big Mama praying anytime something go wrong, peace be still. You know, that instills in you. And when you go through the word of God, you go over that. Lights come on. The whole thing, you Prophet Charlotte. Lights come on. You realize, Jesus, his word. They say the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God will stand forever. Who you going to believe? Who you going to trust? Family, when you think about it, every time somebody get in an emergency, who do the first person they call on? Help me, Lord. Help me, God. But do you know him? Thank you, Jesus. God has made each of us his children, but he does have requirements. He made each of us with unique gifts. I always say when we meditate and study his word to show ourselves approved to him, hallelujah,
Because I tell you, family, some people will talk about you. They will talk about you and say what the flesh, your fleshy does. But only God knows your spirit in your heart. But you know what? He's working within us to kill that flesh. All glory be to you. I tell you, we have to get into his word to know what God says about who we are in him. My God. That's when we can be mirroring ourselves to his word and not to what other people. Amen. Some people want to compare themselves to other people. No, you compare yourself to what the word of God says. Am I doing this, Lord? You look in the mirror, be truthful. Self-examination. Is this me, Lord? What do I need to work on? What so-and-so needs to work on is not what I need to work on. So we have to be true. He said, those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Thank you, Jesus. What God has for me is for me, and what God has for you is for you. I'm not trying to get what God has for you because I know God has something for me. I can't do nothing about what God has for Pastor Eve, Pastor Sis, my mother that left before me. I have to see, Lord, what do you have for me? Lord, am I deserving of what you have for me? That's called constant self-examination. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God works in us when we work the word. The word will work in us. Thank you, Jesus. You always have to say, I am a child of God. And that's who I am and whose I am, a child of God. I thank our God for being our Father, living and knowing we are nothing without him, living and knowing we are worthy, sharing Jesus, operating in love. If you don't have love, they say love covers a multitude of sins. You can forgive everything when you have love. A multitude of sins. Amen, family. Forgiving and loving, just as Jesus does. Amen. I tell you, family, it's good to know who you are and whose you are in Christ Jesus. At this time, family, this is my session of What's the Word with Minister Terry. Who I am and whose I am. Amen. Praise be to God. I'm going to turn it over right now to the mighty man of God, Pastor Edward Hamilton. Amen. He's a good father.
Oh, my God. Y'all always be trying to turn it over to
good father.
The illustrious Pastor Edward Hamilton. Y'all get me every time. It's your broadcast. I'm just playing. Good evening, family. You better know who you are. You better know who you are. And you better know who you're doing. It's a season. There's a season that we are in now that we need to be very aware of where we are and what we're doing. It's amazing to me that, Minister Terry, you preached on this tonight because you never mentioned anything particular. But if you look at the news, everybody's taking this shot.
Yes,
I mean, they got
indeed.
Actors, they got Magic Johnson, they got Arsenio Hall, they got the Vato homie from East L.A., they got everybody taking the shot to say, come take it with us. And I'm just praying for those people that have taken the shot, that God will protect them and cover them from the sickness that will come. I'll say this, the reason, and you say, well, why do you bring this up with her message? Because if you don't know who you are, then you're willing to do anything. And then the consequences, they're not telling you about all the after effects that people are complaining about this vaccine. They're still, they're undercovering it. And it's blown up in the streets. They're passing, I don't know if you saw in the news today, also, after Magic took it, he had a card. So that means you got to have a card to verify you had the vaccine.
Right.
This doesn't replicate a mark, a sign.
Mm-hmm.
You better know who you are. You better know who you are, whose you are, and who you work for.
Yes, a lot of people are taking over fear, you know. And that's why I said, you know, this day today, March 25th, was so dear to me, because I know my mom, when they was telling her about a medical procedure, she says, I'll just go on home and be with my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
Yeah, you got to know if it's your time.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say it publicly. Look, I'm going to say it publicly to all my covenant people. Pastor, you don't want to be put on no life support. Pastor, you don't want to be kept alive. Pastor, you just want to be let go. If something happens, and just say, no, we heard him on the broadcast. Let's replay the archive and listen to what he says. He ain't trying to be no invalid. He ain't trying to be, let him go to the Lord. But I know I'm going to be here 120, so how many going to be with me? Come on, let's talk Jesus here on Women Speak Now with our hostess for What's the Word, Minister Terry. What a word. She always is blessing us, and she is continually growing. I can't even use that word anymore. I got some things that God put on my heart for you. We're about to do something great. I want you to be ready for it, but it's your season.
Amen.
And you worked hard, and just like you guys showed me in the last 2 weeks, it's time to celebrate the person now. Don't wait till they're gone. And now you want to get on the pulpit and cry. Man, I wish I would have. Do what you can now. Give me my roses now. Amen. Anybody else want to get in the conversation tonight? This is What's the Word, Minister Terry, on Women Speak Now. Come on, dial one, get in the conversation.
Amen.
Pastor Luckett, we know you are a great supporter. Come on in. What's the word?
Praise God on tonight. Good evening to everybody on the line. Minister Terry, such a encouraging word, a comforting word, such a word for us to examine ourselves and, you know, look within ourselves to see where we are in Christ and to remind us on several occasions that we have to know who we are and whose we are. I like what you said. I might not quote it verbatim, but you just said you're a willing vessel. You're a vessel, and the Lord to use you as a servant, and that's a spirit of humility, and that's what we need in the body of Christ, because it's those who are humble that are exalted and Pastor E just very
come on preaching
that and what he just said.
I'm preaching now.
So you know
it
is your season, it is your time. And let me say this to you, God sees your pain. God
yes,
sees
sir.
What you're going through, but he has
praise
not forgotten
God.
About you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he's going to reward you for your faithfulness, for your
come on,
humility.
Prophet.
Jesus.
Come on, release that gift.
Yes.
Release that gift, God.
God is he's even going to reward you for your pain, because you're a humble servant. You love
praise
him.
God.
You love his people. And you have the heart of God, and those are the types that God looks at. And he says, I could use them. I could bless them. I could elevate them.
Yes.
Because you're always going to give him the glory. You're always going to point people to the Lord.
It all belongs to him.
So you keep doing what you're doing. And even in the spirit, you're going to be celebrated in your humility.
Yes.
See a prophetic spirit all over him, Minister Terry.
I hear him. He's speaking. Praise God.
Come on, fivefold. Now, Pastor, look, you know me, and you've heard me say this before, but we really believe in the fivefold operation, not the office, not the title, but the operation.
Right.
The biggest thing
right.
about God that most people don't understand is if you just study God and observe his word and operate in the office, you don't need a title. I'm going to say it again. You don't need a title. Yes, you just need to operate in the office because you believe that's a gift.
That's the key word.
There's
believe.
Such a prophetic ministry over believe. Me. I'm just having a conversation with a young man today. And something that I had told, that God gave me to give him about some medication. He followed instructions, did not his way, not my way. He did exactly what God said to him. The next interview he had with his doctor, they got in line with what God said and said the same thing that we had already been doing a week ahead of time because he trusts God's word in the prophetic spirit. That now people got in line with the prophetic. This young man, 20 years old, ran through my office all around here, bumping on the wall, saying, "I seen it."
Yeah, that's lucky.
See, that's the operation. That's the operation of the gift, and know that we all have it.
Amen. Amen.
But you know what, Pastor E, you said this, you know, your celebration for your anniversary and everything, your ministry has been surfeit gifts, you know, and only God can do that. So we have to ask him. You, like you said, we have to know what our gifts are in him.
See, she was listening Wednesday. She was listening Wednesday because we're doing a series on stirring up the gifts.
I listen all the time.
You know, because, I mean, but we could preach a sermon. But we need to teach in depth what really is the gifts. We started out, first of all, knowing that you got to know you're gifted. Then we took it to the next level, knowing that your gift is your passion. Not the title somebody puts on you or somebody needs you in position. Look, I've been in church all my life. I remember my daddy used to put people in places because he needed them. And they never lived up to their ability because that's not what they wanted to do or what they liked to do. It was what somebody needed them to do. God is calling us to get in our lanes to know what do you like to do. I just like to.
I just like to listen.
I just like to sing. I just like to open a door.
Yes.
I just like to clean. Whatever your gift
that's
is,
right.
It has to be authentic, and you know that you
that's
are
true.
In your lane. We're going to work this thing. We're going to work this thing in 2021.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Pastor
Luckin,
I want to talk with you. As a matter of fact, I need to talk to Minister Terry tonight after this broadcast. Pastor Luckin, me and you need to talk because on that video thing, I've been doing some stuff, and I want to finalize it. We need to talk tomorrow at your earliest convenience. And I probably got 5 other people that are going to get on this line. I need to talk to them, too. It's a new season. It's time for a word.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
My sister, Terry's sister, our covenant partner, Rosalind, Minister Rosalind, apostle, prophetess, evangelist. You better watch out me throwing titles on you because then you got to live up to it. But
you got the old Bible.
Come on, I'll put the whole Bible
keep throwing
on
them
you.
Out.
Minister Rosalind, come on in. Let's. What's the word?
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, family. Pastor E, good
we
evening. Before I say anything, let me just say congratulations on all your anniversaries, 35 years, 7 years, and 1 year. Praise you, man of God. We're so grateful for you. So thankful for you.
Look at you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I didn't get to real shouts out, but hey, I have to do it right now.
Right now. But see, I'm going to say for everybody out there, You're hearing it verbally now, but she's been behind the scenes blessing Pastor E all the time. So it ain't like we need an anniversary to bless each other. This is what we do. So thank you so much for your knowledge.
But listen, I'm just so grateful. We're so grateful for you. And sis, hey, I tell you, sis, mom would just be blown away. She would Mama would be tickled pink. That's what she used to say. I am tickled pink.
She's smiling.
She is up there with Jesus. Watch it. Can I just say something for people that have lost people? You know, when it says that to be absent of the body is to be present with the Lord, that doesn't end. That ain't
doesn't
over.
End.
That's continual.
Eternal.
Now, when he comes back, look, when he comes back, I believe we all going to be looking at each other side to side saying, did we do what we should do? So she's in a comfortable place, still in the presence of the Lord. I know she tickle pink, tickle purple, tickle yellow, she tickle everything on both of you guys.
Oh, yes. I know she is, because she definitely raised us to, worship God Almighty. And, hey, we were in church, and we were praising. And Mom made sure that, she, even though she had a lot of us, she made sure that she kept good tabs on everybody. She didn't let us get out of control. What they said, hey, sis, at her service, somebody got up there and said, Little Mama had rules and regulations. And I just started laughing. I said, "Ooh, yeah, that she sure had those rules and regulations."
And she liked that.
And you know,
Professor Luckett, decent and in
yes.
order. Everything
decent and in order.
And you know what? When I got into the word deeper, that's when I realized what she was doing, and her and Big Mama, what they were instilling in us was the word of God. You know, because sometimes as we're growing up, we don't listen. But everybody has their time to just sit and listen and take in his word and let the Lord speak to us. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all of you guys on this line. Amen.
Amen. So am I. I'm grateful for you, sis. You know that.
Yes,
and everybody here is part of the Now Network. Everybody listening to my voice and, you know. We are grateful and thankful for everybody.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, hallelujah.
I just want to serve. I'm going to do UConn. I just want to serve you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sis. You keep on serving because you're definitely serving the way Mama
praise
would be proud
to
see you serving. Praise be to God.
Praise
be to God.
Yes.
To God
Amen.
Be the glory. To God be the
glory. To God
be the glory.
To God
Evangelist
be the glory.
Oh, now she's going to sing, y'all. Oh, wait, she's
the
priest.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be so glad in it.
So glad.
I mean, look, my left eye normally opens up first, and I'll be like, okay, I got some. How many more I got today? What's my assignment? I'm going to wake up in you, Lord.
Different.
I would get up in you, Lord. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, what's the word?
The word.
Jesus. In the
Holla.
Beginning was the word, and the word was
what's
with God,
word?
And the word was God. You know John.
And the word.
Yes.
And then the word
you know.
Dwell among us.
Yes.
And came flat.
And John 14. Yes, 1:14. Go on, speak.
At 14, right.
Yes,
I
know
it.
You do.
Praise
God.
That's right. I love
it. So we
it.
Can know him. Mm.
Yes. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Evangelist.
Good evening.
We love you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Luckett. Hi, how are
good
you?
Good evening. Good, Evangelist. How are you?
I'm blessed on purpose.
Amen. For his good purpose. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Mr.
Hallelujah.
Terry.
Praise God.
Mr. Terry, my sister. Miss Orange
sister.
County.
Hey, Miss Bedridge. Hallelujah. I love you.
Yes, when I got off the other line, I missed a little bit of what you was talking about. But
yes.
Guess what? I did hear some things you said, awesome topic. We need to know who we are, whom we are, and who we belong to. And guess what? I thank God tonight that I know who I
am,
who I belong to.
In Christ.
I'm in Christ.
In Christ, Jesus.
In him.
Got to be in him.
You got
to
be in him.
Yes,
I'm a
sir.
Born again believer.
Anybody's
I'm a
in Christ Jesus.
I'm a Lord. Powerful ministry. I'm in
Hallelujah.
Order.
Praise
born
God.
Name,
Hallelujah.
Born
praise
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. And I heard Pastor Luckett said something to you when he was talking about your reward. That's what I was telling Pastor.
Yes, sir.
He,
I know.
Man,
right now.
Pastor Edward E. Hamilton on the audio. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait to die. I wait to go to be with the Lord to get your rewards. You're going to get it. You're going to be rewarded down here.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
You're
going
to get your reward, sister. You keep doing what you're doing.
You know, Evangelist, he's rewarding already. When you can wake up and you can smile and shine.
Yes, yes.
And you can smile because you know who lives within you, and you can
yes.
shine no matter what's going on in the world. You can tune it out. You
yes.
know God is good, you know.
He's good.
Yeah.
And he's rewarding.
Oh.
You know why?
Yeah.
When I woke up this morning, before my feet could hit the floor, I say, thank you, Jesus. My eyes opened. I said,
thank
oh, thank you,
you
did it again, mm. Lord.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Did it again. You opened my what eyes to see another
mm.
day. And you said something
Jesus
else, Minister Terry, about how God loves us in our mess.
In
he
our
loves
mess.
Us in our mess.
Unconditionally. Some people won't love you when you mess up.
And
yeah.
some of us are
some
still
people.
Messing up.
Mm, yeah, and they and the love packs up and walks out on you. But
yes.
his love
you
is unconditional.
That?
Yes.
yes, some of us are still
Level.
Messing up, and God going to take that mess. He's going to take
yes,
our message.
Lord.
He's going to turn it into a message.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise him, Evangelist.
Hallelujah.
We
he's
love
going
you.
To take that mess, and he's going to turn it
and
into
make
a mess.
Make it a message. Yes, he will.
Yes,
he's
going to
he'll
do it.
It.
Yes.
He done it with me.
And I
he done it with
to
me,
you tonight.
Praise
listen, my sister,
mm-hmm.
I want to say to you tonight,
me
you
too.
Keep teaching, you keep preaching, and you keep doing what God
yeah.
called you to do until
praise
you come
God.
Back and bust open the sky and
me
say,
too.
My faithful servant, Minister Terry, well done.
Well done. Hallelujah. I always say, you know, Pastor, he has
I hope y'all hear this. That's my
we
next
just
sermon.
Want to serve him.
That's my next sermon. Me too. No, that's my
me
next
too.
Sermon. Me too.
Oh, yes. Praise be to God.
Oh,
me
I got
too.
A word. I got a word for you. Oh, the first Sunday of April,
uh-huh.
which is my birthday
uh-huh.
month, I got a word for you. Oh, and I ain't preached in,
you
what, three, 2 weeks?
Guess what? You may have a word,
yes.
but I got,
oh, yeah.
night, I got one for Monday night. I
got one for Monday night. She put it out
there. I got a word
going to
set these lines on fire.
The 29th.
Oh,
uh-huh.
you better
the
be 29th. There. Let's talk Jesus.
You hear
Monday
that,
night, the last Monday of 29th. March,
yep.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine will be live here on the Now Network.
She's going to light
and
it
she got a word
light
of fire. Look, I didn't motivate her, Minister Terry. She's going to out-preach me.
Fire that can't be put out.
Me too.
I know.
Me
praise
too.
God.
Me too.
But you know what?
Look,
I
we got a couple
God,
more minutes, everybody
that.
Out there. If there's somebody
yes.
that is listening to us and saying, how do they just sound like they love each other so much? How do they just
do.
Are having this conversation so easily? Because we love Jesus. And
it's
ain't about
it's
us because we probably
us.
Don't like
it's
each other. We probably don't even
us.
Do the same stuff.
It's,
we probably
you know,
don't even couldn't even hang
within.
Together back in the day. But because of Jesus, we
yes.
all found common place to love each other.
Yeah,
and
yes.
most of us have never seen
Hallelujah.
Each other face to face. I want to
yes,
encourage
sir.
You that you can join the team. We'll get you a
yes,
starter
sir.
Pack. All you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ
yes,
is Lord.
Yes,
he was sent by God
yes,
to
yes,
die
sir.
For your sins.
Mm,
and then leave
you,
here
Jesus.
Telling everybody about it. You just like me.
Hey.
We'll get you a starter kit.
Hallelujah.
Tell me what state you live
Child
in.
Of God.
We'll get you connected. We'll get you lined up with somebody close to you.
Yes.
And believe me, I know somebody everywhere that you're just like us, working to get
yes,
closer
sir.
With God, that we could tell somebody else how they could get closer with God.
Well,
Minister Terry, nobody's dialed one. You have done above and beyond your call, but
yes,
in excellence,
God.
You see, you've ignited a fire in us. Cause look, we all about to preach. So go ahead and pray us out here tonight.
Praise God.
Send us on our way
that's
so
we
know
do.
What direction we're going. And
yes,
that's what this is all about. That we leave here different than we came. Change, rearrange, and transform. By the renewing of our mind, because
yes,
the word
sir.
Lives, and it lives in me. Go ahead, pray us out.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those on the line tonight, those that came in, that pressed one to share word, your word with us, amongst your listeners. Father God, and also those to come. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we all, Father, open our hearts to accept you, your Son, Jesus, as our Lord and Father, to save us from ourselves. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that as we leave here, Father, those that's not on the line, those on the line that knows we're a child of God, and those that we know that's not a child of God, that doesn't know Jesus as we know them, Father, I pray that, Father, we extend that invitation to them, Father, that we can all be children of God. We can all have the love you have for us. We can have all have the abundant life you have for us. We can all have feeling good and waking up and knowing that we are loved, that we are yours and you are ours in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you, Father, for this line tonight. I thank you for our covenant partners. I thank you for our family from east to west, north to south. I just thank you for the connections only through you, Lord, these divine connections. I thank you for our immediate family. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, in your son Jesus' name, for giving our mother Dorothy. I thank you, Father, that she was a gift from God, from you, Father, that you she instilled in us that to seek you, seek first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, Father, and all things will be added to you. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray in my big mama, in her voice, Father, I pray that anything that's going on in our life, Father, that we could just pray your verse, peace be still, Lord, within our spirit, and just cast it all on you, Lord, because we know that you love for us and you care for us unconditionally, Lord. Even though we're in our mess, Father, you still love us as your children of God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I release all my prayers to you and your son, Jesus Christ, in the almighty name. Amen. Praise God.
Mama D, hear us from earth to
hallelujah.
Heaven.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday yes. to you.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mother D.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Come on, celebrate. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. Woo!
Love you guys.
Love you. Love you all.
Yes, we are. We are.
God bless you.
That's what we do. What we do.
Pastor, you calling me tonight?
That's it.
Yeah, call me. No, you call me.
I'll call you. I'll give you
right,
about 10
we hang
minutes.
Up. Right now.
All
right. Right now.
Love you
right
guys, now. Family.
Yeah, don't let me all slip, because right. You know I'll get it. I'll get busy. All right. Love you guys.
All right. Love you guys, too. Good night.
Pastor,
love
you tomorrow.
Good night. Yep.
Good night, family. Love you all.